Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. If you're driving, you should already be on the road as of 7 a.m. If you're not, as Traffic Greg would say, enjoy the view, because you're going to be stuck between now and 7:30 tonight. Newsman Glenn Shuck got up early, and he's out in these streets for us. Check things out.
The parking lot already pretty filled with travelers as I arrived at 4 in the morning here at the Vince. I saw this guy getting gas for his SUV.
So what's your name, please, sir?
Joseph Halsack.
And where did you leave from?
Florida.
Whereabouts?
Newport Richey.
So how's the trip to this point so far?
Good. Very good.
Any issues on the roads? I mean, because they're talking about record travel this week. It is a lot, right?
Yeah, but this is the best day to go.
So where are you headed?
Canada, New Brunswick.
The price at $3.34 for a gallon of regular, about 40 cents lower than last Labor Day weekend. Robert Sinclair with AAA, he says you're going to have a lot of company.
On the 4th of July, more than 70 million, nearly 71 million traveled. Of that, 60 million drove to their destinations. And both those totals were records. And there's no reason to think that the numbers for Labor Day would be much different.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at the Jersey Turnpike in Ridgefield.
Yeah, that's good news about the gas prices going down slightly. Every little cent counts, right? And at the airports, the TSA says today is definitely the bewitching hour. 2.75 million people went through the checkpoints yesterday, which is more than 130,000 more than last year. And it isn't over yet. Be careful, everybody, and check your flights before you leave. Well, police say a guy out on bail for drugs and weapons charges is under arrest for allegedly gunning down a 27-year-old Uber driver outside a Bronx apartment building. 36-year-old Frederick Freeman was cuffed Wednesday, charged with second-degree murder after he allegedly fatally shot Mamadou Gamane. They say Freeman has been arrested six times since 2008. He posted bail to secure his release following a November 2023 arrest on weapons and drug charges. In his latest arrest, they say he wore dark clothing and a mask on Sheridan Avenue right there near Marcy Place when he opened fire August 15th, striking Gamane in the chest, arm, and back. The victim's family believes Gamane just happened to be in the line of fire for a bullet intended for somebody else. Gamane was planning to get married when Freeman allegedly gunned him down. Freeman will be back in court on October 16th. On the subject of Uber and other ride shares, you could be looking for a backup plan. You might want to be at least to hitch a ride from point A to point B if these folks go on strike. Rideshare drivers threatening to take a walk over alleged lockouts by Uber and Lyft in an antitrust suit. Juliet Papa following that.
The Taxi Workers Alliance is threatening a citywide 24-hour strike if the pay issue doesn't get addressed. Driver Nicholas Sulkaj says the companies won't compensate him between fares when he's still on the clock.
I dropped the passenger near LaGuardia Airport. I dropped the passenger near Astoria. 30 minutes, 35 minutes, and 40 minutes. I've been locked out.
He says it happens several times a day. Alliance Director Bharavi Desai says recent TLC regulations are making matters worse.
This is like a Bollywood movie where there's multiple villains here.
They've sent a letter to Mayor Adams asking him to address the issue and allow drivers to make a living. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also from the crime files now, cops are looking for the creeps who punched a worker in the teeth with brass knucks. This happened at the Queens Place Mall in Elmhurst July 25th. They say three people approached an 18-year-old store employee after they got caught shoplifting. One of them hauled off and punched the kid in the face with some brass knuckles, chipping his teeth and leaving his face all red and swollen. The suspects also snatched some office equipment on the way out. We've got photos of them on our website now at 1010winds.com. If you recognize them, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The city says if you're going to eat pizza in the park, make sure you throw the box away in a pizza box only. A pizza bin, that is. The sanitation folks say when you force the boxes into the regular trash, or heaven forbid, just stick them on top the way some folks do, hint, hint, wink, wink, the rats are instantly sending out invitations to the party. Leftover cheese pizza party over here. So they've come up with a new bin now designed to handle neatly stacked pizza boxes to keep the city's green spaces a little bit cleaner. They'll do it at select parks, it says here, all across the five boroughs and just in time for Labor Day weekend. Big question, though, will folks use them? The new bins will feature a new red and white pattern on the outside of the container. It looks something like a tablecloth. Parks officials putting them right next to regular trash bins, and they'll be clearly marked for empty pizza boxes only, please. not doggy poop or half-empty boba cups. In other news, the fire marshal says last night's explosion at a house on 790 East 37th Street in Brooklyn caused by a natural gas leak. Four people heard the blast in East Flatbush tore through a two-story home about 8:30 last night. The FDNY says the leak was in the basement. The Department of Buildings ordered a full vacate for three addresses on the block as a precaution. National Grid came by and shut off the gas. The Red Cross helping folks to find shelter now. The DOB also issuing a violation for the basement apartment, saying it didn't get a permit to build it in the first place.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.